See, we invoke Bhagavan in two forms. Now, as the as something which is bigger than the biggest. Now, we invoke Bhagavan as the smaller than the subtler than the subtlest. In two forms. If you see, in Purusha Suktam, Bhagavan is invoked as something which is bigger than the biggest. As a whole Jagat manifestation. And in Narayana Suktam, we invoke Bhagavan as the subtler than the subtlest. As the one who is available for recognition in one's own mind. Very nice to know both. We are getting both here. Purusha Suktam has both. It includes Narayana Suktam also. Narayana Suktam forms part of Purusha Suktam. That is why in reading Purusha Suktam, you learn two suktas actually. Narayana Suktam plus the very exhaustive, you become whole. So initially, that's why you just start to understand how everything is Ishvara. That is what is the main teaching of Purusha Suktam. And Purusha itself is what Pure Ushati iti Purusha, one who indwells the Puram. One who remains pervading the whole Jagat, what is it which pervades the whole Jagat is Puraha, okay, Purusha. The whole Jagat is Purusha. That is what is actually the Purusha Sukta. So it's going to talk about the Srishti. What the Srishti is all about? Now, everything is Ishvara. First it tells as though it was created, universe was created. Then later we say, the universe is only manifestation. First it is presented as the universe is the creation. And later on we'll say universe is just the manifestation. Of what? The reality. For the whole universe is what? Ishvara. Bhagavan. This is what is actual the whole main theme of the Purusha Suktam. So we'll see that. Om Tachayoravrnimahe
Tachayoravrnimahe
Gatum Yajnaya
Gatum Yajnaya
Gatum Yajnapadaye
Gatum Yajnapadaye
Gatum Yajnapadaye
Gatum Yajnapadaye
Daivi Swastirastunah
Daivi Swastirastunah
Swastir Manushebhyah
Swastir Manushebhyah
Urdham Jigatu Bheshajam
Urdham Jigatu Bheshajam
Urdham Jigatu Bheshajam
Urdham Jigatu Bheshajam
Shanno Astu Dvipade
Shanno Astu Dvipade
Shanchatushpade
Shanchatushpade
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti
Om
Om
Tachayo Ravruni Mahe
Tachayo Ravruni Mahe
Gatum Yajnaya
Gatum Yajnaya
Gatum Yajnapataye
Gatum Yajnapataye
Daivi Swastirastunah
Daivi Swastirastunah
Daivi Swastirastunah
Daivi Swastirastunah
Swastir Manushebhyah
Swastir Manushebhyah
Urdhvam Jigatu Bheshajam
Urdhvam Jigatu Bheshajam
Shanno Astu
Shanno Astu
Dvipade
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 Shanno Astu Dvipade
Shanno Astu Dvipade
Shanchatushpade
Shanchatushpade
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
This is from Taittiriya Aranyakam. Understand? Okay, say Shukla, we have this in two Vedas. We have it in Shukla, Yajurveda portion also. We have it in this Taittiriya Aranyakam, okay, which is in Krishna Yajurveda also. We can say this. You see this Shanti Mantra, this comes in Taittiriya Upanishad also.
Tachayoravrinimahe.
The Shanti, no, this we say this mantra. Why? Because look at this. Avrinimahe. We want. Okay? We need. We pray for. Avrinimahe. We choose to ask this. Literally means we choose to ask for this. Avrinimahe vendhiram. Okay? Avrinimahe. What do we pray for? What do we ask for? What do we want? Our name here we want, okay? We choose to ask. We pray for our name here. Or here? Shayoho. Shayoho our name here. Tat shayoho our name here. Tat shayoho. Tat shayor. Like that it comes. Shayoho our name here. Tat. Tat means that. What is that? It means says that. That implies here all the righteous deeds, all righteous actions, the karma. Now, punya karma. What is punya karma? The punya karma because of which, you know, we have shayoga. Okay, what is shayoga here? The removal of the unwanted. Understand? The also auspiciousness. We want the auspicious things, the removal of inauspicious things and the gaining of auspicious things. Shayoho. You know, Shayoho is Sham and Yoho. Sham means the gaining of auspicious things. The removal of the inauspicious is what? Yoho. Shayoho. This we want. Shayoho Avrinimahe. How do we Avrinimahe? Now, please, now we want, we pray for those with the Shamyoho, the removal of inauspiciousness, and the gaining of auspiciousness, which is gained as result of Punya Karma. Tata Shamyoho Avrinimahe. So, in fact, please bless us with auspiciousness, remove the unwanted, inauspicious things. That's all. Tachayoravrinimahe
Tachayoravrinimahe.
See, praying is always for two ways of praying, okay? Bless us with what we want, remove what you don't want. That's also prayer. Don't think asking for something. Please take away this from me, okay? I don't want this. Please get it. Please, Henderson, help me get rid of this. Have you ever thought of this? Have you thought of praying like this? Don't think only ask for always, give me. Please take this away from me. That also is, this also prayer. Understand? So, touch, shayoho means, please remove the, you know, please understand, bless me with the things which are auspicious and remove which are inauspicious. So please take away from me anything which makes me unhappy, anything which prevents me from, understand, having the vision of reality. Anything which does not help me remain healthy mentally, physically, please take it away from me. That is what yoho. Understand now? That one small yoho implies so much. Yoho. Understand now? Yoho vrinimahe. Now you can't simply yoho. Sham yoho vrinimahe. Please bless me with all auspicious things. All auspiciousness. Please bless me with everything that I need for my happiness and to live this life peacefully. Please take away which disturbs my peace and happiness. Shayyoho avrinimahe. Understand? How? Tat. Tat means what? All the righteous deeds. So please, no, we want, we pray for all, only the auspicious deeds. Only the righteous deeds, which will help us get rid of the inauspicious situations and help us enjoy the auspicious situations. Tat chayyo ravrini mahe.
Tat chayyo ravrini mahe.
Tat chayyo ravrini mahe.
Tat chayyo ravrini mahe.
Gatum yajnaya.
Gatum yajnaya.
Gatum yajnaya.
Gatum yajnaya.
So for, see, yajnaya gatum. Yajnaya gatum literally means to sing. But to recite for the performance of ritual, that's literal mean. But here gatum yajnaya means, no, for the flourishing of the worship, okay? Now also this rituals, the yajna. The ritual is a mere ritual for the flourishing of worship, which implies for us to recognize, to be able to, please bless us with the clarity, we are able to recognize the contribution of devatas, we are able to appreciate their contribution, we are able to express our gratitude to the devatas, understand? And we always, we take and we also share and contribute. Understand? That's a very important thing. Yajnaya gatum avrinimahe. The avrinimahe should go with every word. Gatum yajnaya. Okay, yajnit varchikaha vendhirum. Varchi vendhirum. So this life of sharing and offering, acknowledging and thanking, we want. We please bless us with the clarity that we acknowledge the contribution of devatas and express our gratitude to the devatas. So may we live a life of worship. May we live a life of worship. So we want to be worshipful, but we are not able to be worshipful. Then what will you do? You know the significance of worship. And you want to be worshipful, but somewhere you are not able to be worshipful. For that also we seek again help in the Lord. Gatum yajnaya, please, may we be worshipful. Please bless us with now this clarity to be able to be worshipful. So yajnaya gatum. Understand? So we want the flourishing of yajnas. Yajnaya gatum avrinimahe. Gatum yajnaya,
gatum yajnaya,
gatum yajnapataye,
gatum yajnapataye.
For what again? Yajnapataye gatum avrinimahe. So we want, we pray for the well-being of yajnapatihi. Understand? Gatum yajnaya,
gatum yajnapataye,
daivi swastirastu naha,
daivi swastirastu naha.
See, naha swastihi astu. Look at this, naha, namak, swastihi astu. Astu irukkattu, may it be, may let it be. Okay, what should be there? Swastihi. Swastihi again is what? Auspiciousness. So may there be auspiciousness for all of us. Nam ellorukkum ella mangalum undagattum. Nice words, no? Let us say good words. And what sort of auspiciousness is enough? Daivi swastihi naha astu. May there be divine auspiciousness for all of us. So may we be blessed with auspiciousness by all the devatas. So may there be auspiciousness for all of us, okay, from all the devatas. So divine. So daivi swastirastu naha. I tell you, you have to keep on chanting this particular line. May sun be good to me, may moon be good to me, may stars be good to me. We want everybody to be good to you, okay? We don't want anybody to be bad to us and to hurt us, to cause pain to us. Really, therefore, we want everything to be nice to you. When you look at you, the flower should not look faded, okay? Look fresh. Any sight of it, you know, anything you hear, anything you smell, anything you taste, and anything you breathe in, and anything you breathe out also, okay? And anything you see, all the devatas, all the phenomena, the trees, you go near the, under the trees, and you know hay fever. Nothing goes in the head, you know. So, would all the devatas be blessed with auspiciousness? How will you say? Naha faras daivi swastihi astu. May there be all auspiciousness from all the devatas. So may there be divine auspiciousness for us all. Okay? Daivi swastihi. Lingla. Daivi swastihi is auspiciousness. So may there be auspiciousness for all of us. நமக்கு எல்லா விதமான மங்களும் உண்டாகட்டும் என்று சே தெய்வீ ஸ்வஸ்திரஸ்துனஃ
தெய்வீ ஸ்வஸ்திரஸ்துனஃ
தெய்வீ ஸ்வஸ்திரஸ்துனஃ
தெய்வீ ஸ்வஸ்திரஸ்துனஃ
ஸ்வஸ்திர்மானுஷேப்யஃ
ஸ்வஸ்திர்மானுஷேப்யஃ.
So when we say naha, definitely don't only think of human beings. We also think of other living beings we are here with, okay? If they are all not, they do not enjoy the auspiciousness, and they will become a problem for us. That is why naha, when you say daivi swastirastu naha, may there be auspiciousness for all of us here. Then we say, that's why again specially you say
swastirmanushebhyah swastirmanushebhyah.
May there be auspiciousness for all the human beings.
Swastirmanushebhyah swastirmanushebhyah.
மனிதர்களுக்கும் மங்களம் உண்டாகட்டும். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் எல்லோ எங்க எல்லாருக்கும் ஸ்பெஷலி ஸ்வஸ்திர் மானுஷேப்யஹ
ஸ்வஸ்திர் மானுஷேப்யஹ.
ஊர்த்வம் ஜிகாது பேஷஜம்
ஊர்த்வம் ஜிகாது பேஷஜம்.
சி பேஷஜம் மீன்ஸ் மெடிசன். லுக் அட் திஸ், பேஷஜம் மீன்ஸ் மெடிசன். பட் ஃபார் அஸ் in India, medicine is only from plants, and food also is what? Medicine. What is a medicine? A medicine is that which frees you from any discomfort. Understand, what is a medicine if you ask? Anything which frees you from a discomfort is medicine. Which cures the given problem is medicine. So anything, therefore, what about the kshut? What about hunger? Hunger also is discomfort. Understand, you are very hungry. Do you feel very comfortable when you are hungry? You have to immediately cure that. Understand now? How? By eating something. There is discomfort. So what is that which removes the discomfort of hunger? Food. So food also is what now? Bheshajam. Understand? So we say kshut is rogaha. Understand? So what is that which removes that roga? Food is the beshajam. So thirst is the roga. What is the beshajam? Water is the beshajam. What is that now? Similarly here, so here beshajam means food. Here it means food is the medicine which removes, okay, which frees one from the discomfort of hunger. The disease of hunger. Discomfort caused by hunger. Therefore we say beshajam. So therefore it implies all the vegetation, okay, the entire world of vegetation, all the plants which serve as food, the medicine which removes the discomfort caused by the disease of hunger. So those plants, the Bheshjam stands for plants. Urdhvam jigatu. Urdhvam jigatu means all the plants grow well, come up and grow well, and okay, abundantly. May all the plants which serve as food now grow well, come up, grow well, and now abundantly. Listen, be there. That means what? May we have abundance of food. Understand now? May we not be starving. It's very really urdham. So you have to say, I tell you, we have to. We don't think we don't need to grow here. Right? We want wherever it is growing, it will be exported properly, so we get proper food here. Urdham jigatu bheshajam.
Urdham jigatu bheshajam.
I always say this. Urdham jigatu bheshajam.
Urdham jigatu bheshajam.
Is it clear now? See, may all the plants grow well, okay, abundantly, and be there. It means what? And we don't use the word directly the plant. We only say bheshajam. Okay, plants, which serve as food, which, okay, the food which is a medicine, which removes the discomfort of, removes the discomfort caused by the disease of hunger. Is it clear now? Urdhvam jigatu bheshajam.
Urdhvam jigatu bheshajam.
It's very important to pray for all these things. Recession times, okay? And there will be a whole worldwide water recession, so we may not be deprived of our food. Therefore, Urdhvam jigatu bheshajam.
Urdhvam jigatu bheshajam.
Shan no astu.
Shan no astu.
Dvipade.
Dvipade.
So may all those beings with the two legs, okay, be blessed with auspiciousness. May shannaha astu dipade. May all of us who ended with two legs be blessed with auspiciousness. Look at this. Sham again means another word for swasti. Sham auspiciousness. Naha astu be. Sham naha astu dipade. Those ended with two legs. அப்போ இரண்டு கால்களுடைய உடைய எங்களுக்கு எல்லாம் மங்களம் உண்டாகட்டும். ஆஸ்கிங் ஃபார் ஷன்னோ அஸ்து த்விபதே.
ஷன்னோ அஸ்து த்விபதே.
சஞ்சதுஷ்பதே.
சஞ்சதுஷ்பதே.
சோ மே தேர் பி ஆஸ்பீஷியஸ்னஸ் ஃபார் ஆல் தி பீயிங்ஸ் வித் ஃபோர் லெக்ஸ். சதுஷ்பத். See, we don't ever ask for only auspicious for us, okay? We always equally think of all other beings around us. So may all the plants be healthy, grow up abundantly. Understand now? Flourish abundantly. So may there be, may we worship, may all the forms of worship be there, flourish. May everything flourish and be in abundance. Shanno astu dvipade.
Shanno astu dvipade.
Shanchatushpade.
Shanchatushpade.
Om shanti shanti shanti.
Om shanti shanti shanti.
So listen to it. Now you know the meaning. Tachayoravrunimahe. We want only auspicious things for us. Understand now? Please help us get rid of all the inauspicious things. Tachayoravrunimahe. Gatum yajnaya. May there be all forms of rituals. Now may all the forms of worship flourish. Gatum yajnaya. Gatum yajnapataye. So may we pray for the flourishing of the yajnapatihi. Gatum yajnapataye daivi swastirastunaha. May there be all auspiciousness for all of us. May there be auspiciousness for human beings. May all of us they ended with the two legs be blessed with auspiciousness. May all those beings who ended with four legs be blessed with auspiciousness. Let there be only auspiciousness, auspiciousness, auspiciousness. Let there not be any inauspiciousness at all around us. We have to pray like this. Nice prayer. Okay, for which, in fact, it's only in discovering fullness there will be such auspiciousness. Understand, the real auspiciousness is only in discovering fullness. That should be the ultimate thing of living the whole life. Therefore, it appreciates Ishvara as a whole. Who's Purushaha? Understand? So, Ishvara being invoked as the biggest, bigger than the biggest, biggest of all is Purushasutta. Ishvara being invoked as the subtler than the subtlest is the Narayana Sutta. We see that. Okay, later on. Om Sahasrashirsha Purushaha.
Om Sahasrashirsha Purushaha.
Repeat it twice.
Om Sahasrashirsha Purushaha. Om Sahasrashirsha Purushaha.
Sahasrakshas Sahasrapat.
Sahasrakshas Sahasrapat. Sahasrakshas Sahasrapat.
Sahasrakshas Sahasrapat.
Sahasrakshas Sahasrapat. Sahasrakshas Sahasrapat.
Sabhumim.
Sabhumim. Sabhumim.
Vishvato Vratva.
Vishvato Vratva. Vishvato Vratva.
Sabhumim Vishvato Vratva.
Sabhumim Vishvato Vratva.
Atya, okay.
Sabhumim Vishvato Vratva. Sabhumim Vishvato Vratva.
Atyatishtadashangulam.
Atyatishtadashangulam. Atyatishtadashangulam.
Purushaye Vedagam Sarvam.
Purushaye Vedagam Sarvam. Purushaye Vedagam Sarvam.
Purushaye Vedagam Sarvam.
Purushaye Vedagam Sarvam. Purushaye Vedagam Sarvam.
Yad Bhutai Yaccha Bhoyam.
Yad Bhutai Yaccha Bhoyam. Yad Bhutai Yaccha Bhoyam.
Utamrutatvasyeshanah.
Utamrutatvasyeshanah. Utamrutatvasyeshanah.
Utamrutatvasyeshanah.
Utamrutatvasyeshanah.
Utamrutatvasyeshanah.
Utamrutasvasyeshanah.
Yadannena tirohati.
Yadannena tirohati. Yadannena tirohati.
Yetavanasya mahima.
Yetavanasya mahima. Yetavanasya mahima.
Ato jayagascha.
Ato jayagascha. Ato jayagascha.
Ato jayagascha.
Ato jayagascha.
Purushaha.
Purushaha. purushah.
Ato jayagascha purushah.
Ato jayagascha purushah.
Let me tell the meaning of the first mantra before I go to the next one. Okay. So here the Purushaha Ishwaraha Bhagavan, the whole, is what now? Sahasra Shirshaha. The one with Sahasra means 100. You know, Dasha 10. You know that. Shatam 100. Sahasram 1000. Okay? We have Aitam, and then we have many words here like that. Koti and all that. Teach numbers. You see, I'm going to teach you mathematical tables in Sanskrit. Very good. Here Sahasram 1000. So Shirsham head. Look at this. Shirsham head. Sahasram 1000. So 1000 headed. Sahasra Shirshaha. It means what? 1000 headed. Bhagavan has only 1000 heads or what? Mm-hmm. Upalakshanam. When I say Upalakshanam, whenever we talk, Shastram talks about innumerability, okay, the countlessness of the forms of Bhagavan, he always used the words of number, big number. Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha.
Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha.
Hey, the Lord is the one who is in the home of all the heads we see here. There is no head which is not Bhagavan. That is why every head is very heavy also. So all the heads are Bhagavan. Understand now? Sahasra Ella Talagalum Bhagavan Enna. Don't you say Bhagavan's heads? All the heads are Bhagavan. Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha.
Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha.
Sahasraksha Sahasrapat.
Sahasraksha Sahasrapat.
Then Akshi means I. So Akshi is I, Sahasram is 1000, so 1000 eyed are what? One who is endowed with 1000 eyes. So Sahasraksha, Sahasraksha. Ayam Kannudayal we have, but Devi, no? Mariamman issues is involved that. And here Shastram says Sahasraksha.
Sahasraksha.
Sahasrapat.
Sahasrapat.
My God, how many? No, how many feet? Okay, say Sahasrapat. Okay, he said, Enatra Kangalayim, Enatra Talegalayim, Enatra Kalgalayim, Enatra Padangalayim, Anitta Mahirpun Shadrapa. And he said, all the one who is ended with all the feet, one who is endowed with all the heads, one who is endowed with all the eyes, even one who is in the form of all the heads, all the eyes, all the feet, which supralakshana for all the forms. The kid, one who is in the form of all the forms. The formless reality which is in the form of all the forms is what now? Which is manifest as all the forms is Sahasraksha Sahasrapat. Om Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha. This is considered very important to chant every day. In fact, the people were supposed to chant Rudram, Chamakam, Purusha Suktam, Vishasrama. Sometimes we always say certain things. It is traditional, it is always said, okay, five things every day one has to chant. Don't chant anything, okay? And at least now, the Purusha Suktam is one of that which we have to chant. Because it's all Ishvara. Ishvara is described. Who is Ishvara? All the teacher is Ishvara. This is what is the one fact, one line. The whole teaching can be said in this form. All that is, there is only Ishvara. There is no second thing other than Ishvara. That is what is the teaching. But how it is presented here? Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha.
Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha.
Sahasraksha Sahasrapat.
Sahasraksha Sahasrapat.
How does this Bhagavan is? Sabhumim.
Sabhumim.
Vishvato Vritva.
Vishvato Vritva.
Atyatishtad Dashangulam.
Atyatishtad Dashangulam.
The whole sentence here. Sabhumim Vishvato Vritva. Atyatishtad Dashangulam.
Sabhumim Vishvato Vritva. Atyatishtad Dashangulam.
So here, Bhagavan remains beyond.
No?
I mean what now? The atyatishtate, ati atishtate, atyatishtate. Tishtat stood. So tishtati stands. Atishtat stood. Stood beyond and you say ati atishtate, atyatishtate. I mean what now? Stood beyond means what? Bhagavan always remains beyond. Remains beyond means what? Not remains beyond. No, remains pervading everything immeasurably. Understand, Dasha Angulam is some mathematical measure. Look at this. Dasha Angula means, see, measuring using the 10 fingers. You measure. Okay? So Dasha Angulam. See, the measurement done using 10 fingers is called Dasha Angulam. So that's what mathematical measurement. Dasha Angulam Atyatishtat means what? Now, Bhagavan remains immeasurably using any measure, mathematical measure. Immeasurable. Understand now? Any mathematical, this is the order, cannot be used to measure Bhagavan. Dasha Angulam Atyatishtate. How does he remain immeasurably? How does he remain immeasurably? He said, Vritva. Pervading everything. Bhumim vritva. Sabhumim vishvato vritva. Vishvataha vritva. Vishvataha vritva. Pervading everywhere. The entire bhumi. Entire universe. Pervading everywhere the entire universe. Bhagavan remains beyond. Immeasurably. Understand? Not being available for any available for any mathematical measurement. Listen now, what does we say here? Dashangulam is a upalakshana used to mean Bhagavan is not available for any mathematical calculation or measurements. Understand now? Everyone all pervasive. Understand? So any spatially limited, time-wise limited objects can be measured. How can you measure? The all pervasive reality. So pervading Vishwataha, pervading in all sides everywhere. Okay, Bhumim Vritva, the entire universe, that which remains beyond immeasurably, not being available for any mathematical measure of calculations and all that. Is it clear now?
Sabhumim Vishwato Vritva.
Sabhumim Vishwato Vritva.
Atyatishtat Dashangulam.
Atyatishtat Dashangulam.
Therefore, what is then?
Purusha Ye Vedagum Sarvam.
Purusha Ye Vedagum Sarvam.
Purushaha Yeva. Purushaha Yeva. See, Eva is another indeclinable word which emphasizes what is which. Okay, when anything you said is stressed and is stressed, emphatically expressed. Eva, Purushaha Eva. When you say this is, suppose you say this is tumbler. Eva, this is not a cup. We say this is plastic. Eva, this is not silver. This is not gold. This is not copper. This is not brass. This is plastic. Eva. That means what? Now this is, I'm so certain about what it is. Similarly, Purushaha Eva is all Bhagavan only. What is Purushaha Eva? The only reality is all that is here. What Purushaha Eva? Idam Sarvam. Idam, this. Sarvam, everything. All that is here is nothing but Bhagavan.
Purusha Yevedagam Sarvam.
It in the Yella Purusha Neda. Bhagavan Eva. Okay.
Purusha Yeve Idam Sarvam Purushaha Yeva.
All that is here is only Purushaha.
Purusha Yevedagam Sarvam.
Purusha Yevedagam Sarvam.
What do you mean with all that is here is only Bhagavan, only Ishvara, only Purusha? Idam sarvam Purushaha Eva. Idam sarvam ingirkare ellam. Okay, all that is here is Purushaha Eva. What is that?
Yad bhootai.
యద్భూతై
యచ్చ భూయం
యచ్చ భూయం.
All that is here, whatever has been here before, whatever is now, whatever is going to be in future, okay, whatever was, whatever is, whatever is going to be. Bhootam, Bhavyam. Munbu eduvallam irundado, adu bhootam. Inmel eduvallam irukka pogiradho, adu bhavyam. Understand? Thondriyadu, thondra pogakoodiyadu. Irundadu, varapogakoodiyadu, irukkakoodiyadu.
యద్భూతం యద్భూతం యచ్చ భూయం
యద్భూతం యచ్చ భూయం.
దిస్ అండర్స్టుడ్ బికాజ్ ఆల్ దట్ ఈస్ హియర్ ఇస్ ఈశ్వర. అండర్స్టాండ్.
యద్భూతం యచ్చ భూయం
యద్భూతం యచ్చ భూయం.
వై బికాజ్ వి వర్ వెరీ వి ఆల్వేస్ హ్యావ్ ద కెపాసిటీ రాంగ్ వి హ్యావ్ మిస్అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఓకే వాట్ ఎవర్ ఈస్ హియర్ నౌ ఈజ్ ఈశ్వర. All that is here now may go one day. What about those things which will be in future? We may ask this question. That's why you say, hey, whatever was before, whatever is now, what has been here, what is going to be in future, all that is only Ishvara. Understand, Bhagavan?
Yad bhootai yaccha bhooyam.
Yad bhootai yaccha bhooyam.
So all that is Ishvara that goes with that.
Purusha ye vedagam sarvam.
Purusha ye vedagam sarvam.
Yad bhootai yaccha bhooyam.
Yad bhootai yaccha bhooyam.
ఉతామృతత్వశేషానః
ఉతామృతత్వశేషానః.
Okay, that sentence is over. The first two sentences are over together. So whatever has been, whatever was, whatever will be, all that is here is only Ishvara. It is complete. Next sentence is what? Uta. Uta melum. Also. Okay. We say Uta. Amrutatvasya. Amrutatvasya Ishanaha. This Purusha, the reality which Bhagavan, which is there as everything alone, is the Lord of immortality. Ishanaha, the Lord. Lord of immortality means that is the one who has to be understood even for attaining immortality. Sahanalek Talevan Yarana. Paramarul. Talevan means what? That which is free from mortality, that which is not subject to time, that which is free from death is what? Lord of immortality. Amrutatvasya Ishanaha. Lord of immortality. Understand? Amrutatvasya Ishanaha. Also, the Lord of immortality, that which is immortal also is this only Ishvara.
ఉతామృతత్వశేషానః
ఉతామృతత్వశేషానః
యదన్నేనాతిరోహతి
యదన్నేనాతిరోహతి.
Then that reality which is not subject to time, which is of the nature of immortality, immortal reality alone, no, what that alone is grown into being, no, through food as the whole jagat. Annena rohati. Understand now? Annena rohati. By become that reality remaining in the form of food, okay, in the form of which alone is manifest as the whole. Annena rohati means what? It grows into this big universe. You can say water grows into the form of big ocean. What does not grow? That implies what? If we say jalam eva, you know, jalam eva, samudera rohati means what? Annam here is, you can, the whole jagat is annam. Whole jagat is, universe is what? Rohati, annena rohati. Because of the manifestation of this universe, it looks as though that reality alone is become so big, vast universe. Annena rohati. Understand? Annena rohati, by this manifestation of this universe, it looks as though it has grown. Understand? Annena rohati. Rohati means gross. The reality which alone is manifest as the universe is what? Annena rohati.
The Ati.
Eh?
Ati rohati.
No. Yeah, same meaning, atirohati, annena atirohati. So you say, yadannena atirohati. Understand now, yadannena atirohati means, annena atirohati means what? Actually, the same thing, which grows, which alone becomes, as the universe, manifests as the universe. Understand? Yadannena atirohati. Yadannena terohati. Therefore, yetavan. Yetavan means what now? This much. How much? This much is universe. Okay? The universe is what now? Asya mahima. Asya bhagavataha mahima. This is the glory of this Lord. The whole jagat is Bhagavan's glory. Does it, can we glorify Bhagavan? No. We don't know how to praise Bhagavan now. Look at this. Yetavan, yetavana this much. Ivvalavum irivanudaya mahimaye. Yetavan, in the padai panettum, ivvalavumaga irukkira padai panettum, Bhagavanudaya mahimaye. In the irivanudaya mahimaye. The whole jagat is what now? Yetavan means this much of this universe is all glory of the Lord. See, nowhere in any mantra Bhagavan being pointed out at one given form. Look at this. Hey, notice this. Everything is Ishvara. Everything is Bhagavan. This is how this dims into the mind. The fact. Yetavan asya mahima. Hey, this much of this universe is Bhagavan's glory. Asya, you know, Bhagavataha glory. Ishvara is a glory. Yes, I know. The glory of the Lord.
Ato jayagum chapurushah.
Ato jayagum chapurushah.
See, here you have to spit out. Ataha, therefore. Now we've already talked about the first mantra, talked about Bhagavan. Therefore. And concludes now. Therefore, ataha, therefore, jayan. Jayan, when you chant the mantra, you say jayagumscha. Actually, it's with jayan purushah. Ataha purushah jayan. Therefore, this Lord is the most exalted. Lord is the superior. Lord is the greatest. Jayan. Okay, for most superior, exalted being is the Lord. There's none which is superior, more superior than the Lord. None which is inferior to the Lord also, because there's nothing which is not the Lord. Understand now? All that is there is. Understand, only the Lord.
Ato jayagascha purushah.
Ato jayagascha purushah.
Okay. One meaning is enough. I will see the meaning. Okay, I get to the next meaning also.
Padosya vishwa bhotani.
Padosya vishwa bhotani.
To get the meaning as I teach the words, are you able to connect the meaning with the words? Very important that is. Otherwise, you know your point in saying the meaning. Look at the meaning.
Padosya vishwa bhutani.
Padosya vishwa bhutani.
Look at this. Asya padaha. Padaha means what? Kalpanga. Understand now? Padaha, 1/4. Okay, 1/4 of the Lord is what? Asya padaha, a 1/4 of this Lord alone is all the beings you see here. What are the three-fourths then? Understand now? 1/4 Bhagavan or Kalpangadan and Pakaralana. Understand? 1/4 of the Lord is that all that we see here. Which means 1/4 of the Lord implies Maya, Shakti. Okay, the inseparable wielding power of the reality is 1/4 of the Lord. And this whole jagat, all the beings, Vishwa Bhutani means Vishwa means all. Vishwa Bhutani, all the beings that constitute the whole jagat, understand, are nothing but only the manifestation of 1/4 of the Lord. Understand? Asya Padaha. Vishwa Bhutani. Vishwa Bhutani Asya Padaha. Or Kalpangana. Understand now? Kalpangana the world pura totamalanach. Amazing, isn't it?
Pado Osya Vishwa Bhutani.
Pado Osya Vishwa Bhutani.
Tri శ్రీపాదశ్యామృతం దివి.
What about 3/4? Okay, 1/4 we have seen. What about the 3/4 of Bhagavan? Tripadaha. See, look at the English, 3 has come now. Tripadaha, 3/4. 3/4 is what now? 3/4, understand now? 3/4, that is Tripadaha. Asya Amrutam Divi. The divine immortal. Okay? The divine, you can say, immortal reality which remains above, which doesn't undergo any change. It's actually the whole thing is Ishvara only. What is that? It's only reality. What is that which alone undergoes a change which becomes the universe is what? Maya. Which is looked upon as 1/4 of Bhagavan. Understand? And what 3/4 of Bhagavan is what? The consciousness which doesn't undergo any change. Understand? Which is inseparable. Why? Because why do you say 1 and 3 here? 1 and 3 here. The whole is, everything is one. This is the second thing. Understand? The whole is one thing. One thing. What is which alone becomes the whole jagat? 1/4 of Bhagavan becomes the whole jagat. All the beings here. Or the 3/4 which always remains the changeless reality. Which remains above. So you have to divi. Divi means above. In heaven. It means heaven, it is above. Remains above means what? Remains unchanging. Understand now? Tripadasyamrutam divi. Tripadordhva.
Udait purushaha.
So this Purusha Bhagavan is always of the nature of that which remains as a 3/4, okay? Which is always of the nature of changelessness.
Tripadurdha Udait Purushaha.
Tripadurdha Udait Purushaha.
Udait Purushaha. Pado Seha Bhavat Punaha.
So what happens? Padaha asya iha abhavat punaha. So what means this universe is not that this universe which is manifestation of that 1/4 of Bhagavan. The universe, all the being which constitute the whole universe, which is the 1/4 of Bhagavan, punaha abhavat. Abhavat only in Vedic usage it has come here as abhavat. Abhavat means abhavat. Abhavat means what? Bhavati. Punaha bhavati. Hey, this universe which is the quarter of Bhagavan, instead quarter part of Bhagavan, 1/4 of Bhagavan, becomes again and again, becomes manifest, becomes unmanifest. Look at this, it's clear now. Punaha bhavati. See, abhavat should be understood as abhavat. Abhavat should be understood as bhavati. Which means what? Punaha bhavati. Kim punaha bhavati? This quarter, the 1/4 of Bhagavan, which constitutes the whole jagat. Okay? This whole universe, which manifests from Bhagavan, again it becomes unmanifest, again it becomes manifest, again it becomes unmanifest. So Maya becomes manifest as the universe, again the universe becomes unmanifest as Maya. Where does it happen? In the next 3/4. What is that reality? Simply now, it looks as though something is measured and told here. But please understand here how consciousness remains as consciousness forever, and the power of consciousness alone undergoes a change and becomes manifest as the universe. And because that power alone, the universe can become unmanifest. It becomes unmanifest, it doesn't exist outside of awareness. It becomes manifest also doesn't exist outside of awareness. Listen, see the Tripadaha, Padaha, you have to really understand. I'll tell you next class, I'll explain to you. In fact, today we have some plans. Okay.
Pado Seha Bhavat Punaha
Pado Seha Bhavat Punaha
Tato Vishwam Vyakramate
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 Sashananashane Abhi
Sashananashane Abhi
Sashananashane
Abhi
See, all the words should be like
Sashananashane Abhi
Sashananashane Abhi
Tato Vishwam Vyakramate
Tato Vishwam Vyakramate
Sashananashane Abhi
Sashananashane Abhi
Okay, here Abhi Vyakramate, take that way. Abhi Vyakram, Tataha means Tataha. Tataha means what? From that Ishvara, from that reality, from that Bhagavan. Listen now, Tataha Angirinde, and the Purushanamirinde, and the Bhagavanamirinde. Tataha from that alone, from that Lord alone, Abhi Vyakramate. Abhi should go, see, Abhi should be taken with Vyakramate. Understand? Abhi Vyakramate. From that Ishvara alone, Abhi Vyakramate became manifest. Abhi Vyakramate. Understand? Everything just became manifest. Tondriyade. What is that? Vishwang. Vishwak is the word. In Sanskrit it becomes Vishwang. Okay? Vishwak means all. All emerged and became manifest from that Lord alone. What do we mean by all? Sa Ashana Anashana. Look at this. Sa Ashana Anashana. Very interesting. You know this, okay? Ashana means eating. Look at this. Don't think I'm always talking about eating, okay? Mantra talks about it. Look at this. Ashanam. Ashnati is a verb. Ashnati. Ashnati means eats. Okay? I had to go to Sanskrit class now. Ashanam means eating. Ashanam means what? Eating. So, those the beings which eat food are called what? Sashana. Sa Ashanam. Means those the living beings which eat and survive are called Sashana. All the beings which eat and survive are Sashana. And then Anashana, the beings which do not eat for the survival. What are they? All non-living things. Imagine if this the earth or stone, if they all start eating, what will happen? Anashana. Anashana, the beings which do not eat. And then beings which eat and survive. Okay? Sashana. Sashana nashana. Sashana nashana nabhi.
Sashana nashana nabhi.
Say sashana nashane abhi.
Sashana nashane abhi.
So sashanam stands for the beings which survive eating food. The beings which are there without eating food, anashanam. Sashanam, anashanam. Together, sashana, nashane. Understand our dual? Abhi, abhivyakramate. So, living beings and the non-living things, all of them, all, vishwak means all, abhivyakramate. Just they became manifest from that Lord. Look to say simple thing, why they difficult, complicated words, okay? Abhiv Sashanam Anashanam all Vishwate all Abhivyakramate. They all became manifest. From where? Tataha. Kutaha. From where? From that Ishvara. From that Ishvara alone, everything has become manifest. Uyirullai, Uyirullai, Ellam and the Paramulunde Tondriyade. You have to say this. Sashana nashane abhi
Sashana nashane abhi
Tasmad virad jayata
Tasmad virad
So tasmat virat ajayata. So from that Ishwara alone, from that reality alone, virat ajayata. Virat means what? The grass universe became manifest. Ajayata came into being. The whole virat means the grass manifestation emerged from, came into being from that Lord. Tasmat means avridamirunde, apparamridamirunde, virat. Why the grass universe is called virat? Because vidham rajate iti virat. That which shines as everything. Now varieties of beings is virat. That which shines as varieties of being is what? Virat. So virat, this grass universe, you know, consisting of varieties of beings, is called virat ajayata, came into being. Tasmat virat ajayata.
Tasmat virat ajayata.
Virajo adhipurushah.
Virajo adhipurushah.
Virajo adhipurushah.
Virajo adhipurushah.
The srishti is moving so fast, quickly here. Look at this. Then afterwards, he says, talks about Adipurushaha. Then, identifying with that Virat grass universe, there appeared the Hiranyagarbha. Adipurushaha. The subtle manifestation also came into being, identifying with that grass universe. Amazing. Saha Purushaha means, Purushaha there means the Hiranyagarbha, which means subtle universe also came into being. Subtle universe also came into being. Adi virat means what? Identifying itself with the grass universe. Identifying with the grass universe, subtle universe also came into being. Not only the virat, Hiranyagarbha also came into being. Virajo adhipurushah.
Virajo adhipurushah.
Sajato atyarichyata.
Sajato atyarichyata.
Then saha jataha atyarichyata. Then what happened? That that Hiranyagarbha, subtle manifestation, subtle universe, atyarichyata expanded, pervaded everything. Forwarded the entire grass. Wherever you find anything grass, there you cannot miss subtle thing being pervading the grass thing. Understand? Sajato atyarichyata means pervaded the entire grass universe. The entire grass universe is pervaded by the subtle manifestation. Sajato atyarichyata.
Sajato atyarichyata.
Paschad bhumi matho puraha.
Paschad bhumi matho puraha.
Paschad thereafter. See this, Hiranyagarbha subtle manifestation came into being. It pervaded the entire grass universe. Thereafter, he created the universe. Look at this. Bhumim, first he created the earth. No, the universe, the mother, this earth, thereafter, purata paschad, bhumim, ataha puraha. Afterwards, all the bodies, grass bodies, for the jivas to occupy. Okay? Just the presentation of creation itself. Don't take it very seriously. You're going to see that everything is manifestation. Bhumi, paschad bhumim ataha puraha. Malla bhumiye tottuvittar. Understand? Piraku ella udumbugalaiyum tottuvittar. He created the universe, the mother earth, then he created all the physical bodies. Paschad bhumi matho puraha.
Paschad bhumi matho puraha.
Then after, now he says, whole creation is presented as a performance of ritual. How the creation itself presented as a performance of ritual, the third mantra. The two mantras talk about how the whole jagat is Ishvara, how everything has come into being. Is it clear now? And some clarity is there, you don't understand mechanically. Isn't it? He talks about Virat, grass manifestation, subtle, then Hiranyagarbha, it doesn't use the word Hiranyagarbha, I use it. Okay, just say Purushaha, Saha. You have to, which Saha means who? Now, which he means what? Who, which he? whether Virat or Hiranyagarbha. So we have to understand that. So he says that then the Mother Earth and all the bodies. Now he says thereafter, Purushena Havisha, the whole Purusha itself is the Havisha. Ritual is performed. Look at this. Some ritual is performed by all the devatas. Purushena Havisha,
Purushena Havisha.
See, using this very Purusha as an offering, okay, oblation, with as a Havish. Havish means what? Oblation. Understand? As an offering, the oblation, the devatas performed ritual.
Deva Yajnamatanvata,
Deva Yajnamatanvata.
So all these phenomena is already part of this Virat. They perform ritual. That means what? What do you mean performing ritual? Look how the seasons come. Just the manifestation of the universe is presented like a performance of ritual. Imagine, okay, just imagine. It's all, you have to visualize here. Think of all these devatas performing a ritual. All the phenomena perform a ritual. Devaha yajnam atanvata. They perform a ritual. Yajnam. And suppose for performing a ritual, what do you need? Ghee. Ghee is the main oblation, okay? Sulfurs. Actually, when they perform a ritual, means they dirty the place. Okay, they put lot of things and ingredients and all that. And mainly, we use lot of ghee there. Ajyam, okay? Ajyam means ghee. And Ajyam is very special ghee. Why? Because which it has to be melted in the sunlight. You can't, if you melt the butter on fire, it is a ghritam. If you melt the butter in the sunlight, it is Ajyam. Understand? It should not be too, no, it's a different. So that Ajyam, the ghee melted in sunlight, okay, is used as oblation. And who is this? So the devas perform a ritual here. And what is the ghee here? Vasantaha. The season, okay, spring season, Vasantaha. Vasantaha is the Ajyam. Spring season is in this whole, the performance of ritual of the manifestation or creation of the universe. And spring season is the what? Ghee. Main oblation to be offered. Understand now? Vasanto.
Vasanto.
So, asya yajnasya, of this ritual of worship performed by these devatas, Vasanta Rutu, Vasantaha, the season of the spring, okay? Spring season is the ghee. Vasanta kalam vandu nei.
Vasanto asya sidajyam. Vasanto asya sidajyam.
See, Vasantaha asya asit ajyam. Okay, Vasantaha asya asid ajyam. See, Vasanta became the ghee, the oblation in this ritual. Okay. Then what happens summer? Look at this. Grishma.
Grishma.
Idmaha.
Idmaha.
Idmaha means what? Again the fuel. Another fuel, okay? Idmaha means the samid. Now idma is the small twigs and sticks, you know, to be put, you know, into the fire as oblation. Another oblation, okay? First ghee is the main oblation. Another oblation is what? The small twigs and twigs and the sticks together would tie and keep, okay, in the ritual. That's called idma. The fuel, okay? And what is the fuel here? The small wood, bundles of small cut wood is idma. Is the grishma. Grishma means summer. The summer season is the summer season stands for the small cut wood pieces, okay? Idma, fuel.
Grishma idma,
grishma idma,
sharadhavihi,
sharadhavihi.
So ghee and fuel, the other oblation, havis, sharad, autumn season. Sharad means autumn season. Autumn season becomes actually the another offering, havihi. So fuel, the ghee
and another oblation is what? Havish. Other ingredients which constitute the oblations. Havish. You see, Havish is what? Id. Not Sharat. Not Sharad. Sharat. Say that now.
Sharat.
Sharat Kalaha, autumn. Indian people like autumn also. Here autumn, you know, all fall in the... I don't know about India, autumn is a season, yeah.
Grishma idhma sharadhavihi.
Grishma idhma sharadhavihi.
Vasanto asya sidajyam.
Vasanto asya sidajyam.
Grishma idhma.
Grishma idhma.
Sharad havihi. Sharadhavihi.
Sharadhavihi.
The other oblations to be offered in this ritual, the fire, is what now? Sharad.
Saptasyasan.
Saptasyasan.
Paridhayaha.
Paridhayaha.
See, paridhihi and paridhayaha. Paridhihi means, if you have Homa Kunda, look at this, please listen to me carefully. If you have Homa Kunda, where you perform a ritual, around the Homa Kunda, we keep certain things. So the things to be placed or kept around the Homa Kunda is what now? Paridhayaha. Paridhihi means, the things to be kept around the Homa Kunda. We keep sometimes, you know, paddy and rice and cooked food and some flowers. All we keep around the Homa Kunda. This is called Paridayaha. So what are all the Paridayaha here? The things we kept around the Homa Kunda. It's very ritual, you do not know. And I have to perform a ritual to show you. What is Paridhi? I have to talk to you one day. I have to show you. What is Paridhi? What do you mean Paridayaha? What is Hamid? What is, you know, Ajyam? What is Havis? So big, all of the ingredients involved in performing a ritual. Paridayaha. Suthi Vipmala Nautra. Umbata Suthi Vipmala. This is supposed to be paddy, rice, or sometimes even the puri. In a nail puri, and also sometimes not only Havis, outside also, around the Homa Kunda we keep. So Paridayaha means things to be kept around the Homa Kunda. Paridayaha. What are they? He says here, Asya Sapta. Sapta means the seventh Paridayaha. Seven things have to be kept around the Paridayaha. It is not mentioned here. We have to understand them as the chandas, like Gayatri, etc. The meters like Gayatri, etc. are the seven things to be kept around this fire. What does it mean? All the seasons are Bhagavan. All those, understand? Everything is Bhagavan. The offerer, offered, the act of offering. Everything is to be offered into. Okay? Everything is Ishvara. That is what is trying to explain here. I want to know the true meaning, then we'll explain it later on. Is it okay? It is sort of explanation. I want to tell you at least something today. I want to go and mechanically chant. At least you know Vasantaha, Grishmaha, Sharat. Everything, you know, everything is Ishvara. Grishma Idhma Sharat Dhavihi Vasanto Asyadi Vasanto Asya Sidajam. Vasanto Asya Sidajam. Grishma Idhma Sharat Dhavihi
Grishma Idhma Sharat Dhavihi.
Saptasyasan paridhayaha.
Saptasyasan paridhayaha.
Sapta means seven. There are seven, okay, seven things we place around the fire, the Agni Kunda.
Tri-sapta.
Tri-sapta.
Samidakritaha.
Samidakritaha.
See, tri-sapta, 7 into 3. How many? 21. Look at 7 into 3, 21. 3 sapta. 3 sapta means 21. Okay? And 21, samidaha. So samidaha, the fuel, to be offered, fuel to be offered into this fire ultimately, the samidaha, no? He says here, 21, or what? Kritaha. 21 factors. What are they? 5 subtle elements, 5 gross elements, 5 pranas, understand now? Totally the 16 plus 10, 21. the 16 factors which constitute subtle body plus 5 gross elements, 5 subtle elements to get 21. The 21 factors, okay, are the 3 sapta samidaha, are the samids, are the actual fuel again to be offered. Samidaha.
No, devaya dhyam tanvana,
devaya dhyam tanvana.
So this, in this yajna paranvi, there is devas. Abadhan purusham pasham,
abadhan purusham pasham,
abadhan,
abadhan
purusham pasham,
purusham pasham.
See, before you, when you perform a ritual, there must be cow tied. You cannot perhaps start performing the ritual without having a cow tied in front of the place. And who is the pashu here? Cow tied here? So they just, you know, Purusha himself. Understand? Purusha here means here, not Ishwara, as we say here. The Hiranyagarbha, subtle Hiranyagarbha, is likened to the pashu who is tied when you perform the ritual. It talks about all, you had, yes, literally I am telling you. Abadhanan, they tied the Purusha, the Hiranyagarbha, as a cow in this, no, in performing the ritual of this creation. What does it mean? Now tell me, the Sukshma is always tied to the grass, isn't it? The grass exists, the grass dies. What happens to Sukshma? The Sukshma is not there. What happens? Grass is dead. The Sukshma is, grass is alive. So where is the Sukshma tied? Understand now? So in this manifestation of grass universe, the Sukshma is subtly tied to the grass. Remember, it is said here in the Paramahansa ritual, this subtle universe, the Hiranyagarbha, is tied as the cow. Understand now? Tied like the cow. Like just said, the cow is tied before you start the ritual. See, the Hiranyagarbha is tied here to all the grass forms in this manifestation of the grass universe. So here,
Sai Yajyam,
Sai Yajyam,
Barhishe Prokshanna,
Barhishe Prokshanna,
Purusham Jatam Agrataha,
Purusham Jatam Agrataha.
So here, we'll see the rest, because it has to go with the following mantra. I have to go with the following mantra. I just wanted to tell you only this much, because with this, the yajna part ends, that has to be understood with the following mantra. So what it tells is, look at this, I don't want to get confused. The whole manifestation is looked upon as the ritual, yajna. The whole manifestation is a ritual, yajna. There is the performer of the ritual. Okay, there are oblations offered, and there is an agni, okay, to which, towards which, to which, into which the oblations are offered, and there is an agni kunda, and around the fire agni kunda also there must be some parideha, nothing obvious to be placed around the agni kunda. What are all of them? All are Bhagavan. That is the idea. Okay, that is, if you have everything is the whole manifestation is a ritual, means then how can the, what are all the ingredients, what are all the oblations to be offered to the fire of this ritual, fire ritual? The whole jagat is a ritual, manifestation is a ritual. And what is the, understand now, where is it offered? Now we haven't talked about the fire. Okay, we are only talking about the oblations here. So we need ghee, we need samid, no, the twigs, and we need other fuels, other havish, no, other oblations. Now what are they? Grishmaha, who is in the summer season, spring season, autumn season. We have to have all of them. You have all of them as the different oblations to be offered to the fire. Understand? And always, so everything, the grass is there. The grass universe cannot exist independent of the subtle universe. Like just as understand, your own grass body cannot be without the subtle body. The grass body will be dead, understand, if without the subtle body. It is tied. The tied means what? It indwells the grass, isn't it? See, the subtle body indwelling the grass is said to be the tied to what now? Said to be
being tied to the grass. So that's why we say in his performance of ritual, the Purushaha Hirisa, Hirinya Garbhaha, is like the cow which is tied in front of the performance of rituals. We shouldn't take very literally, very funny otherwise. And it conveys so much. And Purusha Suktam is very auspicious to chant. In India, the chanting of Purusha Suktam is considered very, very, very important. And there is no prayer, no worship, and no ritual you perform without chanting Purusha Suktam. In Tirupati, if you go, I tell you, there is always Purusha Suktam Parayanam. In any temple, any Abhishekam, Purusha Suktam Parayanam. Even Shiva temple, we have Purusha Suktam Parayanam. Vishuddha temple, we have Purusha Suktam Parayanam. Always, everywhere. There is nowhere Purusha Suktam is not chanted. And that's why the meanings are locked. Okay, meanings remain locked. They have to be understood. So I tried to tell you today the literal meaning of it. But you have to understand this much. Everything is Ishvara. This is what is praising Bhagavan as the greatest of everything. Jayan. Is it clear now? So I think we have to stop here.